This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Charles Bloom and family, Lilo Nishmas, his late father, Rabbi Reuven ben Arya Yosef. Chof Gimel Sivan, Wednesday the 26th of June, Rabbi Yaakov Reuven, Yisocha and Zvulun.
When I was asked to speak, so I wasn't sure exactly what I should speak about. There's no Yom Tov coming up or anything we know which is exactly in Yom Tov Yoma. I thought, you know, Torah is always something which is in Yom Tov Yoma. And I suppose over the recent months, I think everybody's quite used to being approached quite a few times for all the different charities and everything, the matches and everything. So I think Hachzokas HaTorah is quite in Yom Tov Yoma at this point. So everybody knows it's famous. Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, and Rashi in Vezeis HaBrocha, which brings down a Medrash, a Chazal, that there's an inyan of Yisoch HaZvulun. Yisoch used to learn Torah, and Zvulun used to support him. Zvulun used to support and enable Yisoch to learn Torah. And what happens is, by Zvulun enabling Yisoch to learn Torah, he gets half of the schar of Yisoch. So whether Yisoch loses his schar, or according to seems to be most shitters are that he doesn't lose anything, it's just Zvulun also gets, we won't be going into that at this point.
Is it half or
everybody equal? it's a big machloekis about it, exactly. Is everybody equal, half, losing, or there's quite some shitters about that. So I would like to speak about the actual concept of Yisocha Zvulun, which seems to be a very, very accepted idea of Yisocha being escorted by Zvulun. It's a kapaskin Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, Simon Reish Menvav, it doesn't seem to be any machloikis, there doesn't seem to be any discussion about the idea of Yisocha Zvulun. However, there's a very, very interesting tshuva from right going back to Rabbi Haigorn. Rabbi Haigorn from the Goinim in Shalosh Tshuvas Maram al Shaka brings down a shayla which somebody asked Rabbi Haigorn. What was the shayla? Somebody asked Rabbi Haigorn that he fasted for a long time on Sheni Chamishi. Sheni Chamishi, Sheni used to fast, I think it was a whole year if I'm not mistaken. And at the end of the year, he said he wants to give the schar which he got for this fasting, he wants to give it to his friend, to give over to his friend, or to sell it, was a matona. Or he wanted to commission somebody to learn. Somebody should learn a few hours every day, and he would get the schar. Is there such a thing? Answers of Haigorn, it's divrei hevel. There's no such thing. How can one do such a thing? First of all, he says, can one bichlal sell schar? Is it possible to sell schar? Schar is something Hashem gives it to you personally. It's not to give over. And secondly, if a person would understand what schar he gets for learning and for doing mitzvahs, would he bichlal want to sell it for a few hundred dollars? So if you have a look at the whole tshuva, it ends off and it sounds like there's nothing to talk about. That's it. There's no such thing as Yisoch HaZvulun at all, which is very interesting, because we don't find in any of the early poskim which seem to be saying that there's any two shitters about it. So there's a tshuva in Imri Bino, Reb Meir Oyebach, the great-grandfather of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, and he wants to say, make a pshara. And he explains there's two types of schar a person gets when he does a mitzvah. There's a number one, we understand poshut, the simple schar. You do something, you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did a certain amount of yigiyah and amelus in doing the mitzvah of learning, therefore you get schar. That is a simple schar. Then there's another schar which a person gets, which is the nefesh of a person elevates when he does a mitzvah. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, the Mishnah Ovah says. When a person does a mitzvah, his neshama and his nefesh goes higher to be able to do more mitzvahs, and it's a complete hisalus in the neshama. That's also schar. She explains that, of course, if a person, the regular schar which a person gets, he says, okay, maybe that's possible to sell it. But the schar which a person gets in his nefesh goes higher and higher, he got long arichas about it. He says, that schar is impossible to give over. He gives a moshul. He says, let's say, you get a rich person going up to a poor person ever who's starving, and he's thirsty, he hasn't eaten for days. So the Oshi goes up to him and he says, here, take some bread and water, enjoy yourself. And he drinks and he eats. Machaya. Oh, so the Oshi says to him, you know what, you listen to me, here's £10. That's two things he got. Number one, he was revived. His body became stronger because he managed to eat and he drank. And on top of it, the Osher gave him £10 as well. Pay why? Because you listened to me. So Meir Auerbach explains that's the thing here as well. For listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that amount of Schai explains with the Rosh and everything, that might be possible to give over, either to give us a matona or to sell. But what a person's nefesh elevates because of doing a mitzvah or learning, that's impossible to give over. And Rav Hai Gon, which says it's Divrei Hevel, is only speaking about that chelik, which is the nefesh going up.
So, why can't you say that what the schar that somebody's getting is not part of somebody else's is giving? You're getting schar for supporting that person. It's your own schar that you're getting.
Sorry, again?
Why does it have to be that you're getting somebody else's schar? Maybe it's that you're getting schar for supporting that person in your own right.
You mean not taking away from him?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
See, yeah, it sounds like Rav Hai Gon. It seems quite clear from Rav Hai Gon's whole truth. If you look at it, that looks like that the so-called Zvulun, the supporter, is going to lose his schar, and he's not going to get it at all. Which is obviously connected to what we just said before with Machlokes HaPoskim. But you're right. According to those maybe which hold that he's not losing anything, then there's nothing to talk about here. So it's quite clear Rav Hai Gon's going with that shitter that he's losing his schar, whether it's the whole thing or half, whatever it is. Yeah, that's quite clear. We could maybe explain in another way. Why? We need to understand something else as well. It's very interesting that the whole idea of Yisach Zvulun, we only find by Torah, supporting Torah. You don't find the Yisach Zvulun by, let's say, before Sukkot, your friend hasn't got a luluf, he hasn't got any money, so you give him, here's £50, buy yourself a set of Arba Minim. Oh, so I enabled my friend to get Arba Minim, to shockle the Arba Minim. I should get his schar. There's no such thing. We don't find such a thing. If you give somebody money for matzahs, you will get his schar. Why is it that only by Torah we find the whole concept of Yisachar Zvulun? See, there is a Gemara Kiddushin, very interesting Gemara Kiddushin.
So, do we assume because it's on an ongoing basis that you support somebody? It's a one-off thing, you're not going to...
So, okay, I'll support you every day for your tefillin. You didn't have money for tefillin, I'm giving you money, so every morning you're putting on your tefillin. So there's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, you'll get off. So the idea is, sure, no question about it, you'll get schar. For what? For doing a chesed and for enabling somebody to do a mitzvah. You'll get schar, no question about it. But it won't be called that you put on the tefillin, would it? Would it be called that you put on the tefillin? Sure not. Would it be called that I shook the lulav? Sure not.
Sometimes the situation, you
yoitze
somebody with a...
Yeah, that is if I'm you, that means, but I can't be, by me shaking lulav, I can never be moitze you. There's certain mitzvahs, which is not mitzvah, shabigufoy, but I can make a broch of you, shemeh, koine. That's something else. But here we're talking about the idea of supporting somebody to do a mitzvah. We don't find anywhere when you make somebody, when you give, enable somebody to shake a lulav, it's called that you're shaking lulav, or that you're eating the matzah. By Torah, we find it's kilu you are learning. That's what the Shloshan Shulchan Aruch is. Kilu who ba'atzmei lomad. It's kilu that you yourself are learning.
I think it depends if the person wouldn't do the mitzvah anyways.
No, even by lulav. Let's say.
If I buy someone like a pair of tefillin, then otherwise
he wouldn't put on tefillin.
So we can assume that. So, I get.
You're right. Your schar will be much much more than if it would be somebody who would have anyway put on. That is true. But still, would it be called that I myself are putting on tefillin?
No,
it's not. That's sure not. Of course, you're right, the chesed will be much, much more, my schar will be even more. But still will not be called that I put on tefillin. By Torah, it's not like that. By Torah, it's called that I myself learned. Why is it that only by Torah we find such a thing? So there's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that what happens if there's two people, a father and a son? There's a father to learn, and there's a child to learn. The father's not so matzliach in his learning. He's not getting very, very far. And the son is a chorif, he's a very clever person, he's a masmid, he's getting very, very far in his learning. But he only has enough money to support one. So what should he do? Should he himself learn? Or should he enable his son to learn? So the Gemara in Kedushin says, the Rambam Paskins like that, that he should support his child instead of himself. He himself shouldn't learn. He should give over. Sorry? Which we find by the actual guf, you're right. So that is the question. Why here is it not the same thing? Yeah, so we're obviously speaking about here that the father is doing the minimum. That he has to, like the Gemara says, The minimum of Talmud Torah, which every person is required to say Kriya Shema once a day, once in the morning, once at night, that he'll sure have to do. That's no question about it. You can't get away scot-free. With any Yisachas of all, there's no getting away from the minimum amount which a person has to learn. We're speaking about, after that minimum, the idea of supporting. So why is it that we find by Torah that if you only have money for one, you give it over to your child? There again, if somebody has a lulav, let's say, if there's only 1 minute to shake the lulav and then the lulav, I don't know what's going to happen to it, and it's one person or somebody else, even his son, there's no such thing as, it might be a nice idea to want to give it over, but the person himself has to do the mitzvah himself. There's no idea of giving it over. Why do we find by Torah that father and a child, and it's only one of them can learn, he gives it over to the child? So they say over b'shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Brisk used to bring quite some rise for this, that in mitzvah of Talmud Torah there's two different chalokim. There's one mitzvah like any other mitzvah, like you have to shake hold of yourself, like you have to eat matzah yourself, you have to learn yourself. That's one mitzvah. Then there's something else by Torah. There's another mitzvah by Torah that a person has to worry that there should be as much as Torah as possible around the world. By all mitzvahs, you don't mechuyev to worry. It's very, very nice. Again, like we say, there's a chesed, some worry, dikazach. If you worry, that should be lulav everywhere, there should be matzahs everywhere. It's a tremendous mitzvah. But there's no chiyuv for a person to worry. Torah, it's one person's achrayas that there should be Torah around the world. And Aaron Kotler says the same idea as well. And he brings quite some rise for that as well, that there should be a lot of Torah in Klal Yisrael. He brings the idea from the Rosh, b'shem the Rosh already, that by mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's one person's worry to make sure that is Torah being spread around the world. And that's why we find that the person shouldn't live in a town where there's no Talmud Torah, etc., etc. There's many, many rise for this, that the worry of Torah being on the world is on every person. Right? A town which hasn't got Talmud Torah gets put into Chayim. To get more and more blessed.
If you're saying you should spread Talmud Torah, if you're a person who can learn Torah, then maybe you should learn Tufka in a place where there's no Torah. Because then you're spreading it around where there is. Like Chabad, for example.
I hear. Yeah. So why is it that only by Torah we find such an idea that a person needs to worry for everybody else? And that, like we said, not by lulav, not by matzah, not like any other mitzvah, that a person needs to worry. Why is it, Taka? So the lechoira, the pshat is quite simple. Because we find the statul bo yiraisa bor alma. About that every mitzvah is tremendously choshev. But Talmud Torah is connected kula. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the most choshev mitzvah beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim Volozhin writes that if there'd be 1 second in the world in the day where there's no Talmud Torah going on somewhere around the globe, the whole olam would be chorav, the whole world would be chorav, would be destructed. There must be every second round the clock somewhere in the world Talmud Torah going on. So we see Talmud Torah is so choshev by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not so schwer to understand why by Talmud Torah we find the idea that a person needs to worry that there should be Torah around the world. Not so much by other mitzvahs. Hosuk in the Teichocha says, "V'hifla Hashem es makrischo." And Gemara says in Shabbos, "Chochmas haTorah." When there's Torah missing, that's called "V'hifla Hashem es makrischo." There'll be tremendous, tremendous matters going around the world. Teichocha is going on because of the choshev mitzvah Talmud Torah which is missing. That's why Reb Aaron Kotler writes that the biggest hatzola in the world which a person can ever do is supporting all the Torah. Of course, it's very, very, very important to support everything, to support every mitzvah, to stand to support somebody which hasn't got money as well. But there's no chashivas like the chashivas of supporting Torah. So therefore, we could understand, that is why we find, dafke by Yisachas Zevulun, the whole idea of Dafka by Talmud Torah, we find the idea of Yisachas Zevulun, not like other mitzvahs. Because Torah is so choshev, like we mentioned, Yisachas Zevulun, Yisachas Zevulun, etc. Because Torah is so choshev, that is why a person has the achrayas to make sure that not only he learns, he has to have the achrayas for other people as well. And therefore, we can understand why there's the idea of Yisachas Zevulun, Dafka by Torah, not by other mitzvahs. So in other words, what we've done now is we've explained that in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah there's two chalokim. There's a regular mitzvah like any other mitzvah one person himself should learn, like he has to learn the other mitzvah, like he needs to like the chalak of the Torah, he himself has to learn. Besides that, there's a worry which a person needs to daiga, to worry that there should be as much Torah spread around the world as possible. Therefore we could explain, of course, on the chalak of Talmud Torah which a person has on himself, that he has to learn, just like he has to learn any other mitzvah, he has to shake lulav. He has to himself in that sort. That part, we're not speaking about. That chelik avad, a person can't give over to somebody else. What's my connection to you? There's no connection. Your lulav is your mitzvah, my lulav is my mitzvah, we're not connected. Besides, like we said before, there's the inyan of chesed, but not that mitzvah of lulav. However, by Torah, one of the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah is not only that a person should learn. The actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also to worry that other people should learn, to spread as much Torah as possible around the world. Therefore, it's quite understandable why we should say that by Talmud Torah, the second mitzvah of Talmud Torah we should speak about, it's possible idea of Yisachar Zvulun. That because I have the mitzvah to spread Torah, and my mitzvah spreading Torah does not only mean by me myself learning. Of course, when I am learning myself, I am also spreading Torah, that is true. But when I give money to somebody else to learn, that is good for the mitzvah, that is the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as much as learning oneself. Like we've explained, because there's two chalokim in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Don't we have the concept of our Arevim Zelozeh, that I'm responsible for seeing to it that everybody else does mitzvahs as well, every Aviv?
Yeah, not sure exactly how far that goes.
Well,
not sure exactly how far that goes. Like, let's say somebody hasn't got money for... For matzahs, yeah. Have you got a huge gomer to give him?
I say, as much as Talmud Torah, you could say, Arabian, that I'm responsible for
him
to learn as well.
Don't we find in Poiskim there's such a thing that you're chuyuv to... There again, it's chesed. There again, even if yes, but that's when... There again, as arvus, it's a mitzvah of arvus. But there again, when the other person is going to be eating the matzah because of you, wouldn't it be called that, wow, you've done a mitzvah matzah? What would you say? You've done a mitzvah matzah, or you've done a mitzvah of...
That's the question.
The answer is like we're saying. Because in the actual mitzvah, when the Torah says, V'shinantam lavonecho, Chazal learned out from that, it doesn't mean only that you should learn. It means that you should learn, number one, and also, we learn from V'shinantam lavonecho, that you should spread around Torah as much as possible. By matzah, it doesn't say anywhere in the mitzvah of matzah. If you have a look at the parasha of matzah, or any mitzvah in the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere that you need to worry about the other one. However, by Talmud Torah, we've said Vishinantam Lavonecha, which means Talmidim, etc., etc., Chazal saw. So the actual mitzvah is to spread Torah around. It's more than just a raving.
The 614th mitzvah?
No. There's like two chalokim in Talmud Torah. So it all goes under the heading of Talmud Torah. Vishinantam Lavonecha. It's just different. Like many mitzvahs I've got, like different compartments. Talmud Torah as well, of others. Only 6:13, we're still saying that. Rav Haigon, when he said Divrei Hevel, that there's no such thing as Yisachar Zvulun, it's quite clear that he's speaking about the first chelek of Talmud Torah, not the second chelek which we just mentioned. How do we know? Because he puts together two shailas. One shaila which the person asked him was about learning Torah, can he commission somebody to learn Torah? The second shaila was about somebody who fasted on Sheni, Chamishi, and Sheni. Now, the fasting of Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni got no shaykhs to any mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a poshta mitzvah, inyan, grace and yonim, the fasting and everything that he wanted to give over. And Rav Haigon puts the two shaylas in one boat together. And on everything he says, Divrei Hevel. So it's quite clear when Rav Haigon was speaking about Torah, he's speaking about that chelik of that you, person himself, have to learn. No, that you can't give over. When we're speaking about the second chelik of Talmud Torah, of worrying about other people, that to daiga that there should be Torah around the world, that's a different story and that would be possible. So we're left still with the taina which Rav Haigon mentioned, you know, scha. Do you want to give away scha? If you would realize what scha you're getting, would you want to give it away at all? So maybe on that we can understand like this. One of the first nevuahs which Avraham Avinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Al tira Avraham, don't worry Avraham, Anochi Mogen Loch, I'm going to shield you, Then Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Schorcha harbe moed. Don't worry, you'll be getting plenty, plenty schar." Sounds like that Avraham Avinu was quite worried that he's doing mitzvahs and he's not getting schar. So Hashem told him, "Don't worry, schorcha harbe moed." So the question is, which the Mishnah Lamelech asks. We all know there's a Mishnah in Ovis which says, "Al tiyu kavodim am shamshin es arav al manos lekabel pras." We shouldn't do mitzvahs because we want to get the schar. We shouldn't do that. Do it because Hashem Baruch Hu told us. You get a schar. Very, very nice. But don't do it because of the schar. And here it seems that Avraham Avinu was worried about getting a schar till Hashem Baruch Hu calmed him down. Hashem Baruch Hu said, "Don't worry, schorcha harbe moed." It's a question. Similar idea we find as well. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint Yeshua to be the man in Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kaches Yeshua, take Yeshua and bring him into the ropes, show him the ropes of being man in Klal Yisrael." Rashi says, "Kaches Yeshua." What's Kaches Yeshua? Take him, get hold of him. So Rashi says, "Kochenu b'dvorim." Take him with words. What are the words? Tell Yeshua what Gvald Gescha he's going to get for being a man in Klal Yisrael. There again, sounds like that Yeshua was hesitant. Should I be manig? Should I not? Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Don't worry, you'll be getting plenty, plenty ischar." Then Yeshua says, "Oh, I'm getting plenty ischar. Okay, I'm going for it." Again, out you at Kavod Mesham Shem Esarav, Almanos LeKavod Pras. And here we find out from Avinu, Yeshua.
He's doing the
skies,
isn't he? Because it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Moshe told him, "You're
going to get started." So would it be not enough?
Okay,
so the fact that Hakshmoch just told him, "I want to prove from Akadosh that this is for you." That's not enough. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu got on the prove from Akadosh Baruch Hu that he should be, that he's the man. That's Samakash of Etzim. In a way, if you got on the prove, then that's a bit of a There's a word that came up from Chaim Volozhin, and I once saw the same vort exactly in Ovi saw from the Aptarov. And they explained that the Mishnah Nov says, "Schar mitzvah mitzvah." What's pshat schar mitzvah mitzvah? When a person does a mitzvah, and Hashem Baruch Hu gives him a reward for doing the mitzvah, that alone is a mitzvah. And he explains why. The biggest rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he can do good to us. That he can do good to all the people which he created on this world. That's what Shabbat wants. Only to do as much reward giving as possible. That is the biggest simcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get. So when a person does a mitzvah and he enables HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him schar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a gewaldige simcha for it. And for causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu such a simcha, that alone is a mitzvah. So you get schar and it just carries on and on. Exactly. I'm not exactly sure where it finishes, but that's the idea of it. Same idea. Unfortunately, a person does an aveira and he causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he forces HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him some oinish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with it at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has anguish from it. So, because he caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to unfortunately give an oinish, therefore, that alone is an aveira. So, in other words, they say, if that's the case, that this biggest simcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get is giving schar a person. So of course, a person should do a mitzvah because he's getting schar. Of course, a person should do a mitzvah getting schar. The Mishnah says, "Al tu kavod am shamshin esarav al mos lekabel pras." The idea to check out whether you really mean it for yourself that you want to get the schar, or you mean it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get the simcha that he's giving the schar is, you know what? Would I do a mitzvah that Hashem Baruch Hu should give this schar to my friend? That is the deciding point. If you really, really mean it or not. If you mean yourself, you say, "No, I'm not going to do a mitzvah. I should what? I should work away on this mitzvah and somebody else should get this schar." That shows you mean that you want this schar. That's not what Hashem Baruch Hu wants. But if you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem Baruch Hu should get the sipuk of giving the simcha, therefore, it's a difference. Who is receiving the schar? It's a difference if I am receiving the schar or somebody else is receiving the schar. The ik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got simcha that he can give out schar and he can give out gutter zachen to the world. So that is the deciding pointer. If you really, really need it, L'shem Shomayim or not. If you do a mitzvah that somebody else should get the schar, that's exactly the rotzen HaTorah, and that's the biggest reason why a person should do a mitzvah. To enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have sipuk and simcha that he's giving schar to his brewing. But if you mean just yourself and you wouldn't be willing to give it away to somebody else, therefore, that's not the idea of the mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah says, Al tiyu kavodam shamshim asarav, al monos lekabel pras. So it's a similar idea what we mentioned before by Torah. Just like we mentioned by Torah before, that besides the mitzvah of learning Torah oneself, there's a mitzvah that there should be Torah around the world, not necessarily by yourself, but all around the world. By schar as well. The ik of the schar is, what a person should really toil to do a mitzvah is, not that he himself should get the schar. Because of that the Mishnah says, no, I'll do Gabon Mishnah Mishnah Surah. The ik of schar is that there should be schar. Somebody around the world should be getting schar. If that's the case, that person should do a mitzvah. That's really the best way of doing a mitzvah is. By doing a mitzvah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give to schar, not necessarily to myself, but to some people around the world, you could understand, yes, there is such a thing as a person supporting somebody else learning Torah. And the person's learning Torah, and is willing to give his schar away to somebody else. Whether it's half-half, or nothing, whatever, or only a certain amount. But there's a certain amount of giving this schar away according to these shittas, of course. They're again, according to the shittas which hold that person, that Yisachar doesn't lose anything, there's nothing to talk about. But according to the shittas that Yisachar does lose, Reb Haigel said, what? Why should a person want to give away to the schar? So the answer is, according to Reb Haigel, it's not so schwer to understand. Because the idea of getting schar is not that I should get the schar. The Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that some people, somewhere along the world, there should be people receiving the schar. So therefore, okay, so I am learning and the other person is getting schar. That doesn't really matter. So therefore, we've understood now, why is it that by Torah only we find the inin of Yisachar Zvulun, and also why it's possible to give away schar for the Torah.